CliffCentral.com. Tell us what's going on in the world of cars and in the life of the people in South Africa who use cars and use the road and all the rest of it. Tell us what's exciting and what's happening.
Well, what's very exciting, and we've been talking about for about 2 weeks, is data is the new oil. Everything that is anything is linked to data in some way, shape, or form. And diamonds will be the next big thing.
This is fascinating.
It's very fascinating. So everybody knows, or hopefully everybody knows by now, that scientists can manufacture diamonds inside a laboratory.
Yes.
Called cultured diamonds. And these diamonds, because they can be manufactured inside a laboratory, the... Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat.
That's all right. All of this waxing going on.
It is. I'm watching Sia and getting chills down my spine.
Yeah.
The scientists can structure the diamonds in any way they want. So the shape of the diamond, the structure of the interior of the diamond, because it's being made from, effectively...
Carbon lattice work.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can't do that with diamonds that you pull out of the ground. So now what they've discovered is that putting nuclear waste inside the structure of the diamond... creates a reaction that gives off an electrical charge.
Hmm.
And this electrical charge apparently can last 5,000 years.
So this could be that power supply that we've always been trying to find that has eluded us for so long. If you can produce enough electrical charge from nuclear waste inside a diamond, and it's safe, by the way.
Safe, yes.
So it's not going to leak radiation.
No, because diamond is the hardest substance on the planet.
Right, and it's a fairly close crystal lattice work. All right.
Exactly.
Okay, this is interesting.
So
will this be able to power a car?
Well, that's what everybody's hoping. Not only power a car, but there's other uses as well. You know, back in 1876, you know Henry Ford and the Model T.
Yeah.
Henry Ford came up with the Model T. But before the Model T, guess what Henry Ford and Thomas Edison were working on?
Coal.
No.
Energy.
An electric car.
Ah, I knew it.
So 1876.
Electric cars preceded...
ice cars, yes.
Wow. Ice meaning internal combustion engine cars.
I didn't know that.
Oh. It's not a well-known thing. So Thomas Edison and Henry Ford were working on this electric car, and one of the biggest problems, it wasn't the electric motor that was the problem. That
batteries.
Was already there.
Batteries.
It was the battery. Yeah. So the battery had to use alkaline in order to create the charge.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have liquid in it. And because of the volume of liquid, it was too heavy, and they couldn't make it produce a charge to make the car go far enough.
Wow.
And so the ice car was born. And we've been driving those around for the last 120 years.
Destroying the environment at the same time. Okay, so now we're going back to basics with electric.
Exactly.
So this could be it.
So what's the trajectory when majority of the cars will be electric? Well, 20 years, 30 years?
So as soon as probably 2020 to 2025.
That's quite soon.
That's very soon. So, I mean, already in America, you can see it beginning to happen. There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to change, and that's what the delay is.
So you need charging ports. Yeah. You need, you know.
So the whole conspiracy with the anti-electric car, that's died out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't think the electric car is going to die this time. It's not. It almost died in, I think, the early 80s in San Francisco. The electric car was a big thing, and it died. And I don't see that happening this time. I mean, Tesla has done a phenomenal job with the batteries, but the battery's still too heavy. Their cars still can't go as far as a internal combustion engine vehicle.
But isn't Elon Musk falling apart? Isn't he going through major Soros?
Yes.
Soros.
It looks like he's having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that that the industry of electric cars is going to die. So even if he does.
Even if he has a really tough
but he's got to keep it together.
Keep it together.
But these diamonds have other uses. They can store data. They can transmit data.
It's like a super USB.
Exactly. It's a super fiber line. Because what is fiber? Fiber is glass.
Yeah.
What is diamond effectively? It's crystal.
Well, we've got very similar...
Sure.
Crystal structure.
This is very exciting.
So that's in the near term.
We thought George is going to come in here and talk to us about cars, and look what he's doing. He's giving us the most revolutionary technology of the last probably 5 years.
Wow, geez, I think this is if this happens, it's the biggest thing since the light bulb and the silicon chip.
Yeah, it would be.
I think it's bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking the whole environmental
problems
we have.
You know what?
It's bigger.
It is bigger.
And another thing. It's bigger.
It is. It's bigger. But wait, there's something else.
There's one more thing with this diamond.
It's bigger.
And this is probably 10 to 15 years away. The diamond can, through radio waves, pinpoint your location on the planet without a satellite.
Wow. They're going to use these to track us.
Exactly.
Big brother.
They'll find those leftover Nazis that haven't been caught. Hey?
All right, George, what else?
Well, the cost of owning or motoring a vehicle in South Africa is at its highest point to date.
Oy, that's not good.
It is 14% higher than last year and 31% higher than 2013.
Yes.
And despite interest rates remaining flat and low, and the rising cost of petrol and the VAT increase are the two biggest contributors to the rising cost of running a car.
It's not easy.
It's really not.
I spoke to someone who says she's spending R1,000 a week just on fuel, and then you've got all the other stuff that comes with it as well.
It's unbelievable. So hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, because our president has commissioned Jeff Radebe to look into the increasing fuel prices. Now, they don't say what they're going to look into, but there's only really one thing they can do: cut the tax.
Yes, but do you think they want to do that? Hell no.
Probably not. So we'll see, because
they're pretending to care, trust me.
Apparently this report is going to come out next month in terms of what their plan is.
And they'll do nothing. Nothing. Zero. Exactly. Forget about it.
And then lastly, someone, to show how rich they are, has commissioned a 24-carat gold trim surfboard with their Rolls-Royce order.
That is really just... That's giving a big middle finger to poor people.
It is.
You have to be such a douche to do that.
Can the person even surf?
Don't know. Don't know who this is. So, but Rolls-Royce is going to apparently show off this car with the surfboard.
Wow. Isn't that bad for Rolls-Royce? I mean, do they really want to be associated with horrible stuff like that?
Well, I mean, I suppose
conspicuous consumption.
They only really operate in that part of the market.
I don't think surfers drive Rolls Royces. It's incongruent. It doesn't really add up.
Men in jeans work for men in suits.
Okay. Men in jeans.
I don't know. Men in suits work for men in jeans. The other way around.
Men in
suits work for men in jeans. So.
Yeah. Okay, so the poorer you are, the more schlumpedick you look.
Sometimes.
Okay, now
you look at Tim Cook of Apple. You wouldn't give him a second glance if you walked past him in Pep stores, would you?
No, exactly. There are examples. No, you're right.
Even Elon Musk. Bit schlumpy some of the time. Yeah, look at Mark Zuckerberg with his hoodies the whole time.
Look at Steve Jobs. I mean, he's one of the older ones.
Well, he's looking terrible.
He's terrible now.
He's not looking good.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you, George. CliffCentral.com.